When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back, friends. Welcome back. This is Nick here from Holistic Health Anxiety Coaching. Welcome back to the next episode today. And our topic of the day is resilience. Resilience is really important for us all. And I'm really happy to share some wonderful information and the ability to create or build that resilience. So let's look at resilience. Resilience is depicted as a tree with strong roots and branches that reach towards the sky. The tree symbolizes strength, adaptability, and able to withstand storms and challenges. Resilience involves staying grounded, growing through difficulties, and reaching for the heights. So, it is a learned behavior or habit that we need to adapt to. And I thought about why did I decide to actually do an article or a podcast on resilience, especially in relation to anxiety. And I call it building mental health resilience. Understanding the psychology behind resilience and its role managing anxiety. So we need to know how to manage anxiety to become resilient, and we need to look at the psychology behind resistance. What is it? We need to have the understanding, to have an awareness, to know it, to be able to be more responsible for it, to be able to have some control over it, to make a connection with what it is. And we need to communicate with it. And when it does arrive, we need to communicate with it so we can have a more positive aptitude or behavior or thought towards it, and which will enhance our well-being. So let's kind of go on with resilience. Resilience is a crucial psychological trait that enables individuals to adapt, to cope, to recover from adversity, which include anxiety. And we'll go into it right now and explore the concept of resilience and open it up and unpack it. And its psychological foundations and strengths, we can learn, enhance our resilience, and effectively manage our anxiety. I think as anxiety coaches, we're always helping our clients. We're serving our clients by allowing them to create the awareness and also to be able to manage their anxiety effectively. And so we need to go into understanding resilience. Resilience can refer to an ability to bounce back and thrive in the face of challenges. In stress and adversity, it involves a combination of innate qualities, learned behaviors, external support systems. It is not a fixed trait, but can be cultivated and strengthened over time. There is a psychological foundation to it of resilience. It's not resisting, but it's learning to be resilient. There's a self-efficiency, which believing in one's ability to overcome difficulties and achieve desired outcomes, and is a key to component of resilience. And developing, the idea is to develop a positive mindset and self-confidence to enhance our resilience. We need to have this optimism about it. We need to maintain a positive outlook and focus on solutions rather than problems, and that can help build resilience. If we have the mindset of problem solution, and we don't attach to it, we don't judge it, and we don't give it super attention, we create this optimism. And we also have the emotional intelligence. Understanding and managing one's emotions effectively can contribute to resilience. Emotional resilience allows individuals to regulate their emotions, adapt to stressful situations, which can contribute to resilience. Emotional intelligence allows us individuals to regulate their emotions, adapt to stressful situations, and maintain a positive relationship with ourselves. Also, we look at social support. Having a strong social support network for family, friends, community plays a vital role in building resilience. Social support provides emotional validations, guidance, and practical assistance during challenging times. We need to be able to learn from resilience, and resilience offers valuable lessons that can help us manage anxiety better. We need to be able to face it, but also work with it. We're looking at acceptance of change. Resilient individual embraces change as a natural part of life and find ways to adapt and grow from it. They focus on what they can control rather than dwelling on the uncontrollable. Problem-solving skills. Resilient individuals develop effective problem-solving skills, enable them to identify solutions, set realistic goals, and manage and take proactive steps to address their challenges. They don't sit on it. They actually learn to be proactive. Self-care practices. Resilience involves prioritizing self-care and maintaining physical and mental well-being. Engaging activities such as exercise, relaxation techniques, and mindfulness can reduce anxiety and enhance resilience. And building positive relationships. Resilient individuals cultivate positive and healthy relationships, which provide support, encouragement, and sense of belonging. These relationships act as buffers against anxiety, promote overall well-being. And now, looking at developing resilience, is actually an ongoing process that can significantly contribute to managing anxiety and improving mental health. Now, by us understanding the psychological foundations of resilience, the learning from resilience, and we can adapt strategies to enhance our own resilience. This cultivating allows us to cultivate self-efficiency, optimism, emotional intelligence, social support, while embracing change, developing problem-solving skills. Prioritizing self-care and building positive relationship can empower us to navigate anxiety effectively and lead to a much resilient life in anxiety. But let's dig deeper into psychological foundation resilience. Let's go into that for a bit. You know, when we look at psychological foundation resilience, this will involve several major key factors that contribute to individual's ability to bounce back and adapt in the face of adversity. And these will include like self-efficiency, which refers to individuals' belief in their ability to handle challenging situations and achieve desired outcomes. People with high self-efficiency are more likely to view difficulties and manageable and have a confidence to take action and persevere when faced with adversity. So we need to have that understanding of self-efficiency. And then we move into, once again, the optimistic mind. It involves maintaining a positive outlook and expecting favorable outcomes. even in the face of setbacks. What's positive about that? Where are the silver linings? Optimistic people tend to believe that difficulties are temporary. Life is temporary, and they have the skill and resource to overcome them. Now, this positive mindful mindset helps them cope with stress and maintain a higher motivation in life. Then we go into emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize, understand, and manage our own emotions and those of others. Resilient individuals often possess high emotional intelligence, which allows them to regulate their emotions effectively, adapt to stressful situations, and maintain positive relationships. And thing is, through emotional intelligence, this helps us problem solve. It helps us with problem solving decisions and coping mechanisms with this anxiety. Now let's look into social support. It refers to, like, when you're looking at social support, the strong network foundation of family, friends, community, clubs, emotional anxiety clubs or memberships that allow us validation and guidance and practical assistance during challenging times. Isn't it nice just to pick up the phone call or text somebody and just tell them what you're feeling and become vulnerable, all right, and express what we're feeling, not holding it, but expressing it. And this allows us to be more resilient, and we coming get it out of our heads and onto paper and journaling or talk with someone. It's a support system. It'll help us cope with the stresses and reduce feelings of isolation. We don't have to feel so isolated, and we can foster a sense of belonging. We are actually one. It's only us that separates us with this this limiting belief. And these psychological foundations of resistance interact and influence each other, right? So for example, individuals with high self-efficiency may be more likely to seek and maintain social support, while those with a high emotional intelligence might be better equipped to regulate their emotions and maintain optimism in the face of adversity. And now, by understanding the psychological foundations and how important that is to an individual, we can work on developing and strengthening the qualities within ourselves and enhance resilience and effectively manage these anxieties. Now we look at, what role does optimism play in an individual's ability to bounce back from adversity? What role does optimism, how important is to be, to adapt, to have an optimistic mind? Well, optimism plays a significant role in an individual's ability to bounce back from adversity. And here are the key ways. The first one, we can look at positive outlook. An optimistic person tends to maintain a more positive outlook in the face of challenging situations. They believe that setbacks are temporary and view them as an opportunity for growth and learning. The positive mindset helps them approach adversity with resilience and maintain motivation to overcome obstacles. Positive solving orientation. Optimistic individuals are more likely to focus on finding solutions rather than dwelling on the problems. They approach challenges with a proactive mindset, seeking ways to address difficulties and move forward. And this problem-solving orientation helps them navigate obstacles more effectively and bounce back from adversity. And then there's also this persistence and resilience. Optimistic individuals have a greater willingness to persevere and persist even when faced with setbacks or hardship. They're more likely to see failure as a temporary setback. It's only temporary, a setback, and maintain their efforts to achieve their goals. This resilience helps them bounce back from adversity and continue progressing towards success. And here we move into enhancing coping strategies. Optimistic individuals tend to develop healthier, more adaptive coping strategies. They are more likely to engage in positive self-talk, seek social support, utilize effective problem-solving skills. And these coping strategies help them manage stress, regulate emotions, navigate challenges, and create a greater resilience in life. Improving well-being. Optimistic people are associated with better mental health and overall well-being. Optimistic individuals experience lower levels of stress, anxiety, and depression. The positive mental state provides a solid foundation for building resilience and bouncing back from adversity. Once again, it's really important to note that optimism does not mean ignoring or denying the reality of a difficult situation, no way. Instead, it involves maintaining a positive mindset while acknowledging challenges and actively seeking ways to overcome them. Using tools, cultivating optimism can significantly enhance an individual's ability to bounce back from adversity, manage anxiety, and lead a more resilient life. And so I just want to stop here for a second before we go into our meditation. And it is important to know that, I want to let you know that there's a mini course on challenge that will be given over a few days. Anyone that's interested in that, send me a link and let me know that you might be interested in a mini course or challenge on this topic of resilience. And we will get a chance to explore different aspects of resilience and just provide with practical exercises to enhance resilience skills. And this will be on Zoom. So if anyone's interested, just send me a message at the end of this, end of our meditation, there will be description on resilience. And at the bottom, I invite you to make contact with me and also to get to know you better so we can work towards building a more resilient mindset for you. That'll be on offer, and it's a seven. It'll be a a seven day mini course, and it'll be a half an hour to 45 minute course, depending on time. And and we'll go into topics of like day one, will, for example, building resilient mindset. We'll be learning how important it is to have a resilient mindset and how it can help us navigate challenges, reflect on our current mindsets and identify any negative thoughts, patterns, or self-limiting beliefs. We'll practice positive self-talk, and we'll talk about that and challenge negative thoughts by reframing them in a more empowering way. We can use words like I get to do something today, rather than instead of being tuned in and ingrained negative mindset. So we're trying to build a positive mindset to build a resilience. So these are just one day example. And now it's that time now to go into our meditation. I know that I've excited you, and through this speech and through this introduction of resilience and the importance of building a positive mindset. And for the next 10 to 15 minutes, we'll have a meditation on this. And it is time to settle in. Neither now we can slow down time, and let's take a minute or a moment to find a comfortable position. And allowing your body to just relax and your mind to settle in. At this point, I invite you to gently close your eyes. Gently close your eyes. At this point, we can also just focus on forming a mudra. Mudra is a gesture used for meditation in the Hindu practice of spirituality. It is basically gently touching your pointing finger with your thumb, both left and right hand, with your thumb, and just taking a gentle breath with your eyes closed. Inhale through the nose and exhale through the mouth a few times, and just feeling the sensation of your open hands towards the sky, and form and with the mudra. And now we will repeat a powerful mantra as we breathe in, and we gently breathe out, and just feel the following words in repeating: When my mind is at peace, my body is relaxed. And as we hold this mudra and repeat it again, breathe in, breathe out. When my mind is at peace, my body is relaxed. When my mind is at peace, my body is relaxed and relaxing. And now we can breathe in deeply, filling your lungs up with fresh air, and just exhaling slowly through the mouth. Inhale through the nose for 7 seconds. Holding the top and releasing ever so slow through the mouth, sighing out, releasing any tension or stress. And where can you feel any stress in your body? And if you can feel that, once you can locate it, just smoothen the spaces of your body, breathing into those spaces and giving yourself an instruction or intention just to relax, smoothing out those places. Let's reflect on the power of optimism, the ability to maintain a positive outlook, even in the face of adversity. We can visualize yourself as a strong, resilient tree, firmly rooted in the grounds, ready to weather any storm. Acknowledge that the setbacks are temporary and view them as an opportunity to grow, to learn, and to strengthen, to build resilience. We have the power to problem solve, and we can enhance the problem solving. We can be orientated here and just focusing on finding solutions, focusing on solutions rather than dwelling on the problems. Imagine yourself persisting and persevering even when faced with obstacles, knowing that failure is just a temporary setback. Failure is a temporary setback. Now consider the coping strategies you can develop, such as positive self-talk, seeking support, and utilizing effective problem-solving skills. Let's recognize the importance of maintaining a positive mindset while acknowledging the challenges that come your way. And now picture yourself bouncing back from adversity with renewed strength and determination. Appreciate the resilience within you. You have it, the ability to adapt and grow through difficult circumstances. Let's just take a moment here to breathe into this and breathe out gently. And embrace the idea that resilience is a journey, a continuous process of building strength and bouncing back. Just imagine a life with lower levels of stress, anxiety, depression, as you cultivate this positive mental state. How would this feel for you? How would it feel for you to have a life with lower levels of stress and anxiety and depression? And now, reflect on the power of staying grounded and rooted, even when faced with the strongest winds. Let's visualize yourself reaching for your new heights as you overcome challenges and grow stronger and stronger and stronger. And acknowledging the support, being blessed for the support, and be grateful for support and encouragement you receive from those around you as they help nurture your resilience. And let's give thanks and appreciation to the lessons learned from difficult experiences as they shape our character and strengthen our resilient life. And now, imagine yourself as a source of inspiration for others. As a source of inspiration for others. Showing them the power of resilience in the face of adversity. And embrace the belief that you have the strength and capacity to bounce back from any setback that comes your way. Now let's take a final deep breath together, feeling a renewed sense of resilience and inner strength. Taking in a nice long breath through the nose for 8 seconds. Holding at the top, 4, 3, 2, 1, and exhale ever so slowly for 8 seconds, feeling the softening of your body, feeling the softness. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes and carry this resilience with you throughout your days. Resilience is not about avoiding challenges or pretending they don't exist. It's about facing them head on with optimism, problem-solving skills, and a belief in your ability to bounce back. Friends, I want to thank you for meditating with me on this, and if I can ever help you creating an enriched, resilient life, please reach out and send me a message or an email. If you like this presentation, please pass it on. Join the group. Share it. And I thank you for anticipating and showing up for yourself and others. Have a wonderful day. Blessings. May peace reach you. Good night or good morning. Namaste.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.